Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, now we got texts about Kirkendall coming in. Yeah, don't even go near Kirkendall as far as the pronunciation. Just talking about New Braunfels in the previous segment. Guys, we hate being mispronounced. Signed, Humble.
Now Humble is a big one, yeah. Was one thing. You know what, Bill O'Brien, credit to Bill O'Brien. He knew that immediately. I remember him, somebody must have clued him in on a few of those things, because I remember early on him kind of pointing out that he knew how to pronounce Humble, but it was funny.
Those two would be at the top of any list. Like, if you were giving a handbook to somebody moving to Houston, and one of the chapters in the handbook was these are pronunciations that you would never guess if you weren't from Houston. Top two right there, I would say.
I think Texas in general has more places that are like that, definitely not your intuitive pronunciations of places.
Yeah. The South in general.
It's a nice, what's that?
The South in general.
I don't know about the South. Well, the Northeast has a lot of those too. Like, yeah.
This one I can't guess.
The sauce.
Worcester. Oh, yeah. It looks like
Worcester.
Worcester,
Mass. Looks like Worcestershire.
Yeah, it looks like Worcester.
It looks like Worcestershire sauce.
They pronounce it Worcester. Yeah, it's like they don't even.
Oh, they say Worcester? Not
yeah,
even
some
Worcester?
Some say Worcester. Some say Worcester. Yeah. Best pick, worst pick, most interesting pick for the Houston Texans. This popped onto my radar because Chris Trapasso of CBSSports.com has it for all 32 teams.
I've got a bone to pick with Chris Trapasso.
Yeah.
Is it pronounced Fusibashu?
It's actually pronounced Tasso. He's got best pick, worst pick, most interesting pick. Best pick, Kalen Bullock, gives it an A, and loves the uniquely shaped, spindly safety who has the best pure free safety range in the class. Says won't provide much as a run support player, quickly IDs routes, blah, blah, blah. He really likes Kalen Bullock as the best pick in the draft.
Kalen Bullock, and this jibes with what Nick Caserio said, which is that after the draft, they got a lot of calls from GMs talking about how much they really like Bullock, and they were a little jealous of the Texans. Like, Nick's not the kind of guy to throw that out there, you know, just to prove that he was right.
Right.
That's been the sentiment from a lot. Yesterday, I watched a lot of post-draft reaction from various draft experts and everything. That's almost a unanimous opinion. People were very intrigued by Bullock. So that I do feel good about that for the upside.
Okay.
It's not a guarantee that he's going to be awesome or anything, but it looks to be a guy that a lot of people were interested in headed into that area of the draft.
Good value, makes sense. You can see him getting on the field as a rookie, all those things. Absolutely. Okay, I can't wait to see what you have a bone to pick with. I'm guessing it's this next one.
Yeah.
Worst pick, D+, running back Jawar Jordan, Louisville. Tiny.
Oh, is it because they picked him in the second round? Is that why, Sean?
They pick the tiny running back who plays bigger and doesn't have elite speed nor elusiveness. Right. Even with a tinier frame, he sheds tackles with decent regularity. Even at this late juncture in the draft, this feels early for Jawar Jordan.
Yeah, that was my point. Thanks for Now there's people that just turned off the radio that thought
I didn't know whether to correct you or not. I didn't know.
No, like, I'm making a joke about. I'm making a point. He's a second. He's a seventh round pick.
Yeah,
everybody that gets drafted in the seventh round has a whole bunch of weaknesses. It's like he took us. If they had drafted Juwan Jordan in the fourth round, by all means, yes, that would have been a bad pick.
Yeah.
That is bogus.
Yeah.
Like you can't punt on something like this. And say, well, you know, of course, he's a seventh round pick, which is. In a lot of respects, some people would say that a seventh round pick is actually less valuable than an undrafted rookie free agent just by the salary cap machinations and everything. I wholeheartedly reject that. What are the weaknesses that Trapasso says?
Trapasso says that he is. Trapasso says even with a tinier frame, he sheds tackles with decent regularity. Even at this late juncture, this feels early.
He didn't even.
Doesn't have elite speed nor elusiveness either.
Right. I think that what he has to make up for with his speed, and those are all valid concerns, but again, he's a seventh-round pick. The positives, aside from the positives that he just mentioned in saying that the seventh-round pick was the worst draft pick, was that the very things that you worry about with Dameon Pierce, like so as awesome as Dameon Pierce can be in the right system, I think there's a certain part of his anticipation skills and field vision that make him a mismatch for a lot of the outside zone runs. I think Jordan has that really good vision. He can process what the defense is doing and see the field in front of him, and that's how he makes up for some of his physical inadequacies. But yeah, he's got a lot of weaknesses. He's a seventh round pick, so I would disagree with that as the worst pick that they took.
Most interesting pick. Yeah, I don't know who I think, honestly. If I'm trying to give an opinion on the worst pick for the Texans, I'm with you. Like, sixth and seventh rounders are like, they're like throwaways. You know what I mean? Like, I have a hard time. So I can only really focus in on the top four picks. Like, that's where the fourth round is where the fourth and fifth is where things kind of tip the scales for me a little bit. And I guess I had to say worst pick, I would just say I was adamant that they shouldn't be taking offensive tackles in the second round. So I guess by definition, I'd have to say their worst pick is Blake Fisher.
I would say, if I had to do, or if I think, like, for a lot of people, I'm going to guess that people said the worst, like, if I go out and find some people that actually did the exercise justice and tried to figure out which was the worst, I would say Blake Fisher. Not just for fit, but just because I think there's an upside there. He's a little bit undeveloped in a lot of ways, so he's a little bit of a project.
Yeah.
If I had to pick, I would pick Blake Fisher.
Yeah, I would too. He has the most.
I would not call any of the sixth or seventh rounders the worst pick.
No.
It's just not. Those are inherently high risk propositions.
You are. I mean, unless they took somebody who like had a ton of baggage, who you feel is going to like. Okay, why are you even taking this guy? What I mean? I won't totally eliminate sixth and seventh rounders, but if it that's the only scenario that I would say it's a potentially bad pick.
Yeah, I think like with the Titans with T'Vondre Sweat taking him where they did.
Yeah.
Because I like T'Vondre Sweat for a lot of reasons, and if somebody had taken him in the third round or fourth round. I would have understood taking that chance on him. Taking him in the second round I would say that's a bad pick. That's my, if I had to choose for the Titans.
Yeah, well, and you're simpatico with Chris Trapasso here. Worst pick for the Titans, C-, T'Vondre Sweat.
Yeah.
Monstrous nose tackle, finally demonstrated a glimmer of pass rush, handwork as a senior. Not as good against the run or double teams as his size indicates. Probably a two-down player in the NFL. Doesn't even mention his off-the-field stuff or the fact that he likes being fat.
Yeah, he's adamant about his body weight being just fine.
Yeah.
Don't body shame me.
Yeah.
I think that the funniest thing I saw in defense of the T'Vondre Sweat pick was Mel Kiper, where he talked about how, like, well, you know, people will say, he was good for 1980 or something, which is me. I'm that guy. But to take a guy that high in the second round, like, you generally want a guy who's got the potential of being a three-down player. The problem with big guys these days in the NFL is that there's teams, every team has, like, three wide receiver packages that where you can keep T'Vondre Sweat off the field. Like, T'Vondre Sweat's going to be a problem for us. We're just going to spread it out, and T'Vondre Sweat, they're going to have to take T'Vondre Sweat off the field. But the funniest thing was Mel Kiper went through this long spiel about how he's fine in the modern NFL, but said his comp was Gilbert Brown.
That makes no sense.
Gilbert Brown, the 365.
Gilbert Brown,
who got, who was one of the reasons that the Packers fell apart in the fourth quarter of their Super Bowl against the Broncos because right. he didn't have the endurance to keep up with that zone running scheme all game long.
Yep, that's exactly right. The Terrell Davis Super Bowl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Trapasso has the most interesting pick. I think the most interesting pick he has is their best pick, which is Cade Stover, the tight end in the fourth round where they got him. And admittedly, I'm being sold to by Nick Caserio and the team and C.J. Stroud and everybody who loves Cade Stover. But boy, in the fourth round especially, this feels like a really good pick. But he's got that pick as a B+, the most interesting pick.
I think most interesting pick.
Interesting, yeah.
I think that there's another one where the general reaction from the draft Knicks seems to be that was a really good value pick. I've seen that in multiple lists of best value pick of the entire draft, not just for the Texans.
Yeah.
So I think that's very much good. I almost feel like with Cade, there was almost that same thing that CJ got, which is, well, you've got all these receivers that you've got to, you know. So with CJ, it was like, well, how good a quarterback can you be? Of course, you're throwing to all these awesome receivers. I wonder if with Stover, there's a little bit of like, well, yeah, but you got things opened up for you because of because you've got all these receivers around.
All those receivers. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, look, it's just highlights. I didn't watch every Ohio State game. I watched a lot of Ohio State this year. But you watch, like, he makes a lot of contested catches. You know, I know you know.
He fights for the ball. Like, this is a, you know,
runs guys over.
You know, I have to watch a lot of football with Brandi Payne. And Brandi is like one of the most things that makes her actually angry to the point where it's annoying to watch a game with her is when receivers or tight ends don't come back for football. Mm. And because a lot of times it's a matter of just, man, come back one, two steps towards the ball instead of sitting there and waiting for it so a guy can come and break up the pass or pluck it. He does a really good job with that. The other part about him, too, is one of the knocks against him was his blocking, which is fair and understandable, except that you got to realize that he's only been playing tight end for two seasons. Mm-hmm. And the thing that was encouraging for me was that when I go back and watch his blocking specifically, there's lots of examples of him when he is blocking well of, like, using perfect form.
Mm-hmm.
And doing, like, you can tell that when it he knows what he's striving for. It just needs to be more consistent, and he needs more experience doing it. You know, he doesn't have the body type that he's going to be Rob Gronkowski or anything. But I told you, like, a couple days before the draft, I had mentioned something about his blocking being a concern. One of our listeners afterwards DM'd me, and that, like, that day I went and just watched a lot of Stover, and I felt a lot better about it.
Good. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, so the AFC South, Indy, Jacksonville, Tennessee. What moves did they make this weekend that concern us the most as Texan fans? That is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.